News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast, Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sengupta. Let's have a listen to some of the top stories at this time. Former Prime Minister Manmohan Singh, Punjab Chief Minister Amrinder Singh and Union Minister Hardeep Singh Puri are among the 575 people who will be part of the inaugural Jatha to Gurudwara Darbar Sahib in Pakistan through the Kartarpur corridor, central government sources have said. India on Tuesday shared with Pakistan the list of 575 people. Union Minister Harsimrat Kaur Badal and MPs and MLAs from Punjab will also be part of the group, the sources said. It is learned that Pakistan has denied permission for a composite delegation led by the Punjab government along with representatives of the Shiromani Gurudwara Parbandha Committee and the Delhi Sikh Gurudwara Management Committee to organize recital of holy scripture and hold religious procession at Nankana Sahib. Visas for a 31-member delegation of the Punjab government and 450 Indian pilgrims were not granted despite it having been recommended by the Government of India to the Pakistan High Commission, it is learnt. It is also learnt that Pakistan has instead chosen to decide on its own to give leadership of the pilgrim group to Paramjit Singh Sarna. Pakistan is also yet to respond to the proposal made by India to enhance the number of pilgrims visiting on the occasion of Guru Parb on November 12 under the 1974 protocol to 10,000 instead of the regular 3,000. Pakistan is building the Kartarpur corridor from the Indian border in Dera Baba Nanak sector of Gurdaspur to Gurdwara Darbar Sahib in Pakistan. The Punjab Chief Minister will lead the Jatha to Gurdwara Darbar Sahib and it will return the same day after paying obeisance at the historic shrine where Guru Nanak Dev is believed to have spent his last days, state government sources said. The Jatha members include politicians of all parties, leaders of the Sant Samaj, eminent people, NRIs and journalists. All 117 MLAs and 13 MPs from Punjab will be part of the delegation. Facebook, Google and Twitter must do more to tackle fake news or face regulatory action, the European Commission said on Tuesday. The threat by the EU executive came a year after the US tech giants, together with Mozilla, Microsoft and seven European trade bodies, signed up to a voluntary code of conduct to combat fake news in a move aimed at warding off intrusive rules. The Commission is now drawing up regulations known as the Digital Services Act. This will set out liability and safety rules for digital platforms, services and products, a step which has already triggered fears in the tech industry of heavy-handed intervention. The latest monthly report from the company showed a wide divergence between them and provided few details on the impact of the measures taken by the companies, the EU Commission said in a joint statement. Large-scale automated propaganda and disinformation persist, and there is more work to be done under all areas of the code. We cannot accept this as a new normal, it said. The Commission called on the companies to cooperate with more independent bodies. One such consultant hired by the Commission will publish its assessment early next year, followed by the EU executive's own study. And the exit of the Game of Thrones creators from the next Star Wars film left future stories in the science fiction saga up in the air on Tuesday, although some fans welcomed their departure. David Benioff and D.B. Weiss had been hired in 2018 to write and produce a trilogy of new movies in the blockbuster Walt Disney Corporation franchise, with the first scheduled for release in December 2022. But the creators of HBO's hit fantasy series said they were stepping away from the project to focus on new work for streaming service Netflix. "We love Star Wars. When George Lucas built it, he built us too," Benioff and Weiss said in a statement. "But there are only so many hours in the day and we felt we could not do justice to both Star Wars and our Netflix projects. So we are regretfully stepping away," they added. Disney had said the trilogy from Benioff and Weiss was expected to tell a story separate from the Skywalker series that began with the 1977 film starring Mark Hamill, Carrie Fisher and Harrison Ford, and which is due to conclude with the December movie Star Wars: The Rise of Skywalker. The Star Wars franchise is one of the most valuable in Hollywood. The 2017 film The Last Jedi took $1.3 billion at the global box office, and Disney earlier this year opened Star Wars lands at its theme parks in California and Florida. Fans seemed relieved at the exit of Benioff and Weiss, given widespread disappointment at the conclusion earlier this year of their medieval fantasy TV series Game of Thrones. Others hoped their departure would clear the way for the first woman or person of color to direct or write a Star Wars movie. Lucasfilm President Kathleen Kennedy in a statement called Benioff and Weiss remarkable storytellers. We hope to include them in the journey forward when they are able to step away from their busy schedule to focus on Star Wars, she added. Disney also has announced a separate Star Wars trilogy in the works by The Last Jedi director Rian Johnson. No release date has been unveiled. Meanwhile, Star Wars embarks on another phase on November 12 when spin-off TV series The Mandalorian begins streaming on the new Disney Plus service. And the Indian cricket team will play its first ever day-night test match against Bangladesh next month, BCCI President Sourav Ganguly told PTI on Tuesday, taking a path-breaking decision within a week into his nine-month tenure. The test is scheduled to be held at the Eden Gardens in Kolkata from November 22 to 26, and it will be the second game of a two-match series. The development ended days of speculation after Ganguly first proposed the idea to the Bangladesh Cricket Board, which faced resistance from its players and sat for multiple meetings to convince them. The BCB has confirmed and we are having a pink ball test. It's a good development. Test cricket needs this push. Me and my team were bent on it and thanks to Virat Kohli also, he agreed, Ganguly said. It's just my job, that's what I'm here for, because I've played this game for so long. It's great, I think common sense is important, and I think it's a great move for test cricket and hopefully it will bring back crowds to the ground, Ganguly said, just after the landmark development. Bangladesh's South African coach Russell Domingo conceded in Dhaka that there are concerns about how the match will pan out, but the team has decided to accept the change and explore new avenues. The match will start at 2 p.m. Indian Standard Time and will comprise a tea and dinner break. We think it's a great opportunity. I don't think India has played a pink ball test before. It's a massive occasion at Eden Gardens against one of the best teams in the world, Domingo said. We are looking forward to that challenge. There are some challenges as we will not have a lot of time to prepare. But it's same for India. I don't think they have had a day-night test match. So it will be same for both teams, he added. It was Ganguly who was instrumental in organizing the first ever ping ball match in India, although it was a Cricket Association of Bengal Super League final between Mohun Bagan and Bhavanipur under lights in June 2016. Ganguly headed the CAB at the time. Two players who played that match, Riddhiman Saha and Mohammad Shami, are expected to play the test. The BCCI had introduced the ping ball in Dalip Trophy that same year, and it continued for three seasons before the board scrapped it this year due to lack of broadcast coverage. Mayank Agarwal, R. Ashwin, Kuldeep Yadav, Ishant Sharma have also played ping ball Dalip games among the current India players. The spinners have expressed concerns about the dew factor, which they believe puts them out of equation. Ganguly, however, assured that conditions won't be a problem. We will sort this out and there would be no dew. We have day-night one-dayers, after all, and dew spray is used, he said. There are plans to invite India's legendary Olympians like Abhinav Bindra, MC Mary Kom and PV Sindhu and felicitate them for their contribution to the country's Olympic movement during the match. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.